Preparations are officially underway for the Kulik drill rig's trip to Asia. Early this morning, three tugboats maneuvered the Shell rig out of its berth in Unalaska and onto the deck of the Xiang Rueku heavy lift vessel. Before the operation started, Marine pilot Carter Whalen said the Kulik would be a challenge to move because of its domed shape.
With three different tugs pulling on it with lines, it has a tendency to spin one way or the other. And once it starts spinning, it's hard to stop it from spinning. And it slides transversely through the water. So it's just kind of more of a balancing act rather than having to use a lot of power on it. It's kind of a finesse.
When reached today aboard the Kulik, Whalen said the tow went smoothly. Engineers ensured that the rig was properly positioned on the Xiang Rueku. Then the heavy lift ship emptied its ballast tanks and floated upward, taking the oil rig with it.
Then there'll be a 4 or 5 day process once she's been floated, where they will secure and weld and reinforce the Kulik into position before they try to cross the Pacific.
The ships are expected to leave Unalaska toward the end of the week. They're bound for Asia, where the Kulik will undergo repairs for damage from when the rig grounded near Kodiak in January.